This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what's the core problem that we are facing right now in terms of the immigration issue? It's messaging. It's sending out a clear message to people who may feel tempted, pushed, pulled, manipulated by smugglers and others to come to the United States. And the message has to be more clear, or we are going to continue to have a crisis, and we are going to continue to have a problem, and the Biden administration is going to have a gigantic obstacle to any kind of completion of its agenda. There's also a new report, which is incredibly good news, or at least it should be for most people on the left, for most people in the center, and yeah, even for people in the right. The good news, income inequality, which is such a gigantic problem, supposedly, in the United States of America, is not getting worse and has not gotten worse. So what about all those numbers that you've been hearing? They leave some things out. That is the discovery of a former U.S. senator from Texas and a former economics professor, Phil Graham, and it's an outstanding point. And then we come to basically what originally started off as just a tweet of the day, but now it's a double tweet of the day, honoring two of America's most profound and provocative thinkers, Michael Moore and Ilhan Omar. Our tweets of the day.
From the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password, so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet from today by Michael Moore, a provocative filmmaker. In fact, he was once described by the New York Post. This is after I worked at the New York Post. I never described him this way publicly, but he was described as a portly provocateur. And he is, of course, a strong, strong advocate of gun control. In fact, I think he would go beyond gun control. He is an advocate for basically eliminating firearms in private hands. It's a position that he's taken in a very extreme way. His whole film, A Bowling for Columbine, one of his more successful films actually, had a movie message that was all about how America's culture has basically been from the very beginning a gun culture, and that is a sick aspect of America. So he sent out the following tweet with a photograph of the Statue of Liberty. And his tweet from at MM Flint, that's his Twitter handle, "The life of Ahmed al-Aliwi Alisa," that's the name of the Boulder shooter, "the life of Ahmed al-Aliwi Alisa shows that people can come from all over the world and truly assimilate into our beloved American culture." And shortly after that tweet appeared today, a reporter for the Daily Caller, I think, had a very appropriate response. He said, "So we're all in agreement, this is the worst tweet ever, right?" He's trying to be smart or funny, but is neither, which is par for the course, said a contributor to National Review, Pradeep J. Shankar. Let me just say that suggesting that incorporating and assimilating into our beloved American culture is what provoked the violence, neglects where the shooter, Ahmed Al-Aliwi Alisa, where he came from. He didn't come from Luxembourg, which has a very low crime rate. He didn't come from Switzerland. He didn't come from New Zealand. He came from Syria. Now, over the last 10 years, if you look at the violent death rate in Syria and the United States, where do you think more people have died, despite the fact that Syria is less than one-tenth the population of the United States of America? Okay, there have been more than 750,000 people who have been murdered in sectarian violence in Syria. I don't blame the Alisa family from leaving Syria 20 years ago. But more recently than that, to suggest that that actually Alisa had to come here to learn violence, and the fact that he was involved in mixed martial arts and wrestling, are those unique parts of American culture? And again, the attempt to use this incident in Boulder as a means of just dumping all over America, it's horrible. And also getting a very hostile response today is Ilhan Omar, the irrepressible Ilhan Omar, who the Congress lady from Minnesota tweeted the following, also in response to the shooting in Colorado. Congresswoman Omar tweeted, "The shooter's race or ethnicity seems front and center when they aren't white. Otherwise, it's just a mentally ill young man having a bad day." This is wrong on every side. There are a number of people, guy from Washington Free Beacon named Brent Scher, who was quick to point out that many of the early comments on Alisa assumed that he was white. And this whole question about is he white or is he not white, well, he's Syrian, Syrian on both sides, his mother and his father. Does he look white? When you saw the imagery of the killer before they gave his last name, did you assume that he was white? And by the way, do people of Arab ancestry qualify officially as white? Actually, they do the way that they count people today. There was an attempt to, and I forget, frankly, how they resolved this on the new census, which, of course, has been delayed. But in other words, with everybody checking the various boxes they have, they didn't have a separate racial category for Arab or North African. And he's not North African, Alisa. He is Arab. Does that now make him officially non-white? And what the hell is the point of all these categories anyway? How would it be that he would be a person of color? If you're either white or a person of color, in what sense does Alisa become a person of color? That, it seems to me, is one of many questions that we have to probe and answer in this hour on the Michael Medved Show. There's a great deal of controversy regarding the hearings on equal pay, hearings being conducted in the U.S. House of Representatives. We will get to that and to much more, all coming up, where our phone number is 1-800-955-1776. There's also the border crisis with Lindsey Graham particularly outspoken. And what do drunk drivers have in common with the mass killers we're talking about? That and more on The Medved Show. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
On the Michael Medved show, Megan Rapinoe is not someone who can claim that she has been somehow repressed or restrained in terms of her personal success. She is a great athlete. She is one of the most notable female soccer players in history. And she was testifying today in congressional hearings on equal pay. We will get to her in a moment. Let me get first to Bruce Chapman, who is a friend of the show. He is the founder and president emeritus, I guess you could say, of the Discovery Institute, with which we're proud to be affiliated. Bruce, you're on the MedVed show.
Well, I'm head of the fan club for Michael Medved here in South Florida, Michael. So that's where I'm calling from.
Well, thank you.
It's a very well-governed place down here, so it's refreshing. But the reason I'm calling in is that here's your discussion about the killings recently, and I am seized with it because this is actually a great concern of mine. I think it's the most underappreciated issue in America, and that's the reality that behind all these killings of various kinds, whether they're talking about anti-Asian in Atlanta or they're talking about the gun control, whatever, it all boils down to mental illness for a great many of these people. They really are sick, and they should not be out on the street. Now, let me give you just one case, because you mentioned the New York Post. I actually love the New York Post. It's great, very entertaining. Anyway, but it's also sad sometimes because almost every day now they're reporting about somebody getting shoved in front of a subway car. Some stranger who's obviously deranged pushing somebody else, complete stranger, in front of a subway and onto the subway tracks. These people, we have given up the idea that people who are a danger to themselves and others should not be out on the street. They should be incarcerated. They need to have full civil liberties, and they need to be protected, but the public also needs to be protected. That's my message.
Well, of course, you can't incarcerate them. You can commit them, and that's what
incarcerate's the wrong word. I mean commit, but after full legal process.
Yes, but even a full legal process today, and you probably know this, this is something that we've talked about on the air with leading psychiatrists and advocates for reform. It is one of those terrible, terrible legacies, along with so much else, from the 1960s, is
right.
That it used to be that if someone was a danger to himself or to others, to herself or to others, that person could be committed. Until such time as the legal authorities and the medical personnel attending that person saw that that threat had been reduced significantly or eliminated entirely, which is, of course, what one hopes for. But today, even for the most insane behavior, and I learned this, I've written about this in the past, back in the 1970s, the late 1970s, I had the experience of being called to help a friend with a cousin who, and the cousin had a pattern of taking off all his clothes and running in front of freeway traffic. And, you know, it's insane behavior. And the individual needed more than the 3 days that he was held in custody, that he was committed. And in the state of California and basically around the country today, you can't commit people to more than that. And this, as you know, Bruce, and I know you've written about this, this is at the heart not only of the mass shooting problem where so many of the individuals have often diagnosed mental illness. In the case of these two cases, it looks like it was undiagnosed, but it may be not. But it's not only the mass shootings, it's the homeless issue. And the reason that with all of the, it's now literally hundreds of billions of dollars that we are spending on, quote, providing services to the homeless, none of that works without the need, the ability to commit people who are not capable of taking care of themselves in a meaningful way and endangering others. So I think that you have put your finger on one of the great issues nobody wants to talk about. Why do you think people are so reluctant to talk about this?
They'll talk about anything else. So, and I think the reason is that the left, particularly the ACLU, the extreme libertarians, and frankly, also a large part of the social work world, are much more interested in people who are the walking worried. You know, they're people who are anxious about life and so forth. They can have discussion groups and so on. They're safe. It's these people who are beyond, way beyond that, that they don't want to deal with, and that's partly a absolutely strange and perverted civil libertarian feeling, which, as someone who believes in civil liberties, I think it's just way, way out of bounds, but it controls, and the left have the Democrats completely buffaloed on this. I think the Republicans simply haven't focused on it enough.
Well, one good place to focus on it is that part of a one beginning where I'm sure you could get Democratic support is, look, this guy Alisa in Colorado. It was 3 years ago when he was 18. He was a senior in high school. He actually pleaded guilty to assault. In school, in class, he thought one of his colleagues was disrespecting him, and he thinks that his colleague was showing some racism of some kind because of his Arab background. Anyway, he attacked him, and he beat him, and then even after the teachers came and pulled him away, he beat him some more on the head and caused serious injuries. And he pleaded guilty. Now, for somebody like this who has that kind of experience, who his family has reported was deeply paranoid, thought that there were people following him, who was seen playing with the semi-automatic weapon that he had just acquired 6 days before the killing. His sister-in-law watched him playing with it in their backyard, and she used playing with it. Somebody has to have a mechanism for reporting an individual like that. And yes, what are called red flag laws for keeping guns out of the hands of people with very serious psychiatric issues, that, it seems to me, is something that even the strongest Second Amendment advocates should support and will support. Bruce, enjoy South Florida. And by the way, I hope you avoid some of the spring break riots, which have been pretty destructive down there. And we will be right back with the Capitol Hill focus on inequality in pay between men and women. Coming up on The Medved Show.
You can't handle
The Michael Medved Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris will head up the U.S. response to the situation at the southern border. Harris saying the surge of illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border is challenging and complex, but needs to be addressed.
It's a huge problem. Yeah. I'm not going to pretend it's not. It's a huge problem. And are we looking at overcrowding at the border, particularly of these kids? Yes.
Yes.
We've been in office less than 100 days. We're addressing it. We're dealing with it. But it's going to take some time. And are we frustrated? Are you frustrated? Yes, we are.
The FTC says about $382 million has been swindled from Americans through scams related to the coronavirus. As of Tuesday, almost 220,000 people have filed COVID-related fraud complaints since last January. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Just about done counting the votes in Israel's election, which was yesterday. And is it a complicated election? It's a very complicated election. One headline that just ran less than an hour ago, as votes tallied, coalition math confounded by aversion to extremists and Islamists. You may ask, what is an Islamist party doing running in Israel's election? We will get to that, but I will tell you one thing about Israel, is that right now with the success of vaccinations, Israel leading the world, and the economic revival continuing dramatically, especially for Israeli high tech, it's a great chance for you to investigate Our Crowd, which helps place investments that have been remarkably successful in the past in startups in the high-tech world, startups in Israel, in the United States of America, in the European Union, and increasingly now in friendly Arab countries like the United Arab Emirates and Morocco and elsewhere, some of those countries where Israel has concluded recent economic deals. You can be part of this economic deal. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd, and you can get free information about some of these exciting new companies and get in on the ground floor. You don't have to be someone of major wealth at all. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. Concerning the Israeli election, what's amazing about this is there is an Islamist party that basically has all of its support from Israel's Arab community, which is a little bit less than 20% of the population. And Ra'am, which is that new part of the Arab community, new party, is actually friendly to Benjamin Netanyahu. And they are set to win 4 or 5 seats. They will definitely be in the new Knesset. And they could join Netanyahu's coalition. However, there is another party that he might need for his coalition that is very extreme, I think very misguided, that wants to force all the Arabs to leave Israel. And surprisingly, or not surprisingly, Ra'am, this new Arab party that might go with Netanyahu, says, no, we won't serve in the same government with them. And they turn around and say, no, we won't serve in the same government with Ra'am. So there will be very long, very complicated negotiations. What is striking about the Israeli election? Total, complete, embarrassing collapse of the left. Israel used to be a left-leaning country until the 1970s, certainly the late 70s it was, and not anymore. These results clearly show, as Prime Minister Netanyahu has pointed out, if not a preference for him, a preference for the more conservative and more religious-leaning side of the population. We will get to that, I'm sure, tomorrow. I was going to play, and I think it's fascinating, is Megan Rapinoe seems to be a public-spirited, bright person, in addition to being a brilliant athlete. But she had some complaints about what it means to be an international female soccer star. She was testifying today on the Equal Pay Bill, Democratic bill, now before Congress. This is clip 9A.
There's no level of status and there's no accomplishment or power that will protect you from the clutches of inequality. One cannot simply outperform inequality or be excellent enough to escape discrimination of any kind. And I'm here today because I know firsthand that this is true. We're so often told in this country that if you just work hard and continue to achieve, you will be rewarded, and rewarded fairly. It's the promise of the American dream, but that promise has not been for everyone. The United States women's national team has won 4 World Cup championships. We've won 4 Olympic gold medals on behalf of this great country. We've filled stadiums, we've broken viewing records, we've sold out our jerseys, all the popular metrics by which we are judged. And yet, despite all of this, we're still paid less than our male counterparts. For each trophy, of which there are many, for each win, for each tie, for each time we play, less.
Okay, this has to do with, and there have been countless studies that show it, it's because there is less money generated. I mean, the Seattle Storm, the women's NBA team that is a local here in Seattle, has also been wildly more successful than the Sonics ever were. They've won a bunch of championships. But it's a question of markets. And why is it that women soccer players do less well than men soccer players financially? It's the same reason that you can't allow men to compete in the Women's Soccer League. And by the way, do you think that they would have a problem drawing any male players because they pay so much less? They are not being poorly compensated. Obviously, Megan Rapinoe, who is an international celebrity, is not oppressed. And for her to go before Congress and to suggest that somehow the American dream is false because they've worked so hard and they've competed so well and they're not being rewarded is someone who hasn't paid attention to the fact that U.S. soccer, both for men and for women, has been an enormously dynamic and growing in popularity and growing in profitability. There was actually Nancy Mace, Republican, had this to say on the gender pay gap, and it was important as part of these hearings. This is clip 10A.
Two people have the same education and perform the same job should receive the same pay regardless of their gender, their race, their sexual orientation, or any relevant characteristics. But I think it's also important to, when we're talking about this issue, to acknowledge the raw numbers. You know, it's not just the number that's been cited, but there are other factors. We're going to hear those numbers from my members of the other side of the aisle probably all day today. And they will no doubt be used during the duration of the hearing, but they don't give an accurate entire picture. And I think it's important when we're talking about data that we look at the entire picture. So the raw wage gap number is not a measure of equal pay for equal work. It's a comparison of averages. The often cited statistic we heard just now about 80 cents per dollar men earn does not actually compare women and men in the same profession who work the same hours with the same qualifications or experience. So while we have this, I believe, very important conversation in support of that today, I want to start with the data in context. So once adjusted for factors such as hours worked and compensation packages, family and marital status, the gender wage gap, I believe, is significantly smaller than what we're talking about today. And in most cases, when you look at the data, you look at context, we're talking about between 2 and 10%. So I'm not saying there's no gender wage gap. I'm not saying it's statistically unlikely women earn less than men. I'm just saying that it's not because of widespread discrimination.
Okay, you talk about widespread discrimination. She goes on to talk about women who do play a unique role in childbearing, actually prefer flexibility over higher pay frequently. By the way, the average attendance at soccer matches, Seattle Sounders, men, over 40,000. Seattle Reign, women, under 7,000. Is that because of discrimination? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things: religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, talking a little bit before about Republican Nancy Mace, member of Congress, who was speaking at hearings on the gender pay gap. And again, not stridently, not angrily, just effectively and analytically. She had one more crucial point to make that's worth listening to. This is clip 10B.
The data show that women in general, they're willing to trade higher pay for more flexibility, whereas the data shows that men are willing to trade flexibility for higher pay. And, you know, children also play a role in all of this. And so these are important factors when we're having this conversation. And not too long ago, we as women, we didn't have the ability to make decisions about our professional careers, our personal lives, where we went to school. All of these have been achievements and successes that we've had, and I want us to celebrate those. As the ranking member Comer said earlier, prior to the pandemic, women were joining the workforce at a faster pace than men. Women outnumbered men in earning college degrees. But in the last year, we've seen, because of school closures, that we've had over 3 million women leave the workplace. And this has been devastating to the progress we've made to women going into work and having careers. I cannot express how devastating. We've set ourselves back decades because of COVID-19 and school closures.
Look, this is good for Congresswoman May. She was just elected, and she's little bit of a groundbreaker in her own right. She wrote a book about her experience as one of the first, I think she was the first female to graduate from the Citadel in South Carolina. She's a representative of the first congressional district in South Carolina, which covers much of Charleston and the east coast of South Carolina. And the Citadel, legendary military college. Her book was called In the Company of Men, A Woman at the Citadel. She's now a woman and a conservative woman in Congress, and good for her. There's also a something that I think everybody has been waiting to see is we have a new president, and Alec Baldwin boosted his career with his portrayal of Donald Trump week after week on Saturday Night Live. President Trump hated it. I think it was intermittently, at least, on many occasions, entertaining and somewhat spot on. When they had Joe Biden, they had him played previously by Truman Show, by Jim Carrey doing Joe Biden, and not particularly well, but not embarrassing. But now there is a new contender, and maybe it's particularly appropriate because he made it very big playing Jerry Ford, President Gerald Ford, years ago. Dana Carvey went on Stephen Colbert's show, and last night he showed off his new Joe Biden impression, which I think you'll agree is pretty impressive. This is clip 14.
I do him at the town hall when he's like the gentle father to the country, and he looks like the alien who came off the spaceship in Close Encounters.
Yes.
Folks, come on, folks. Let's get real. I'm not kidding around here. You know, we got to do the thing. We did Barack. We did the deal, you know. And, my dad, you know, lost his job in Scranton. No joke. I'm not being a wise guy here. He said, Pops, why'd you lose? He said, Joe, I did. My mom said, that's the cookie. The crumbles, she's going to do it. You know, and here's the deal. Number one, the thing that they said, come on. Number two, the two-part. Folks, three, you know, come on. I'm not kidding around. No rocket science. Here's the deal. Come on now. Now, that he told. He knew it floated. He told Bob Woodward. It's Joanne Woodward. He told Bob Redford. Excuse me. But, folks, I care a lot. People are suffering, and I do. And my mother said, you know, that's the way the cookie is.
Okay. It could do maybe a little bit more work, but certainly appropriate way to prepare for the press conference tomorrow, which is going to be a big event. There's also some good news. The Ad Council, a nonprofit that produces public service announcements, and the COVID Collaborative, a coalition of leaders in education, health, and economics, announced a campaign yesterday that will run during time donated by media across TV and digital media platforms. For what? They're public service announcements to urge people to get vaccinated. The public service campaign features videos with a new Willie Nelson recording and athletes representing 13 sports leagues and organizations, including the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA. A spokesman for the Christian Broadcasting Network said the group welcomes the Biden team's effort. A NASCAR spokeswoman said the association has been working with the White House on supporting vaccination efforts, including helping drivers communicate to the public what getting the vaccine would mean to them. This is all positive. The company has also joined with state and local governments to convert their racetracks to vaccination sites. Quote, it's critically important to us that we as an industry continue to play a meaningful role in the fight against COVID. So said NASCAR President Steve Phelps. Well, good for him. This is also being coordinated through Francis Collins, who's director of the National Institutes of Health and is himself an evangelical Christian. This month, he appeared on the Christian Broadcasting Network CBN News to encourage people to get the vaccine. Meanwhile, this vaccine might not help the main character in what is an Oscar-nominated new film, nominated for Best Picture, nominated for Best Actor, nominated for Best Supporting Actor. So is it worth spending your time on The Sound of Metal? Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
A decidedly downbeat story about a heavy metal drummer who suddenly confronts deafness has been nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Actor and Best Picture. But is it worth watching and hearing Sound of Metal? Now streaming with Amazon Prime and in theaters.
Your hearing is deteriorating rapidly.
We'll come back. Till then, we'll just keep going.
That's Riz Ahmed in a truly amazing career-making performance. But the problem is that his self-indulgent, self-destructive character is a profoundly unsympathetic jerk. The sound design of the film, where the viewer experiences approaching deafness along with the main character, will almost certainly win an Oscar, but it can't redeem a long, slow-moving, well-crafted piece of work that nonetheless comes across like a festival of victimhood. Rated R, 2.5 stars for the widely acclaimed Sound of Metal. And the Oscar that it is very likely to win is an Oscar for what's called sound design. The way that they manipulate the sound so that it points you here the way the character would be hearing or not hearing is very effective. The musical offerings that are intermittently provided, where the Riz Ahmed plays a drummer, a shirtless, heavily tattooed drummer, probably not going to be inspiring any songs in your heart or upbeat aspect. Speaking of upbeat aspect, after exhausting every aspect of modern technology to try to address a truly serious drought, the locals have turned to divine intervention from a gold-faced sea goddess, where we will tell you. And there's a CNN headline that says, "Gun industry prepares for a surge in demand after back-to-back mass shootings." That always happens. Why would that be the case? Why would it be that when you've just seen some crazed nut go out and kill people for no apparent purpose, that people want to get guns of their own? Could it have to do with the need for protection at a time when the left is threatening to defund police everywhere? And the race card is now brought into Florida spring break chaos, which is bad enough. We will talk about that and the idea of what do drunk drivers have in common with mass shooters. Well, it's not as simple as just drinking or drinking shots. That and more all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.